Sam, it's Sean Williams. You're on WGN. Good morning.
I'm good. How are you? I was listening to some of that, and then somebody has written books. I know how that works. The publisher and whoever they always give proofs to always leak stuff.
Right. So that's it's not even a leak. It's just what they do. If there's some juice in there, you put it out to sort of prime interest, prime the pump
exactly.
of interest, right? So that doesn't
exactly.
surprise you.
It happens all the time. Even when you're, they've sworn they're not going to do that.
Yeah, right. That just means they're going to do it. In fact, what was the tantalizing tidbit that was released in your book?
When I wrote the Jordan Rules book some years back, which was controversial at the time, the Sports Illustrated had gotten some from the publisher so they could bribe Jordan to do the Man of the Year interview because he was mad at them. And they exchanged that with gave Jordan the early copy of the book before it came out. So
was that true?
That always goes on.
Was that true? Did that really happen?
Yeah, they did. Somebody at Sports Illustrated had paid somebody over there for a copy or early, whatever it was, and then they were able to pass it on to Jordan. And that's not why he called me, but the way I learned about it is when Jordan ended up, he went to this press conference because he skipped the trip to the White House back then, and he said he was on a family vacation. It turns out he was on a gambling weekend, which was no big deal, but then he got mad at me after the press conference, and I didn't know what he was mad about. We had the book, and it hadn't come out yet. That's how I found out.
You know, it's funny because Kobe Bryant and Michael Jordan were compared a lot. Eventually, then it became LeBron James and Michael Jordan, or LeBron James and Kobe Bryant. But there's a handful of them who are compared and contrasted for the greatest basketball player of all time. And for a while, Kobe was the new Michael Jordan. Or George, I mean, actually, they overlapped a little bit, right? Did they overlap their careers?
Well, Kobe came along in like 97, 96, 97. You know, Jordan was basically getting done.
Yeah.
LeBron came in 2003. But yeah, Kobe more than anybody, and there's always been this who's going to be the next Jordan kind of thing. And even though I think LeBron surpassed him as a player just because of his physical abilities and, you know, lining up all the records, Kobe was most like Jordan of anybody I've ever been around. All these necks, it really is none. But Kobe was, he mimicked him as a kid. And when he came into the NBA, he grew up in Europe, in Italy, because his dad, who was a former player, was playing basketball at the end of his career. So it was a very solitary existence, and he was very unlike Jordan because of that. Jordan had this great joie de vivre when he came to the NBA, and friendly and open. Kobe was really closed and solitary and individual, but had these mannerisms much like Jordan, and he had watched all these tapes growing up. It's just what all he did, live in a foreign country, and developed his game and came and just loved pursuing. It's actually why he had these couple of flirtations. A lot of people don't remember, but a couple of times, I think in 2007 was one, Kobe tried to get the Lakers to trade him to Chicago. And the reason was, is he wanted to break Jordan's records in Chicago to show up. And that's just such, what a great, phenomenal competitor he was. Really, the only competitor I've been around in basketball really remind me of Jordan's sort of manic, historic, competitive nature.
So I think a lot of the people in Chicago know what Michael Jordan's game looked like. What did Kobe Bryant's game look like? Was he a dunker? Was he a slasher? Was he a three-point shooter? What were some of his signature moves?
It's similar. I had more shooting range as the game evolved. Now there's so much perimeter shooting, three-point shooting, and call it. Kobe was, you know, a better shooter than Jordan. Not as physically strong, not as Kobe shouldn't have been as great a player as he was, given his physical attributes. He didn't have really big hands like most of these NBA, all these really star NBA players have these huge hands to palm the ball, and Kobe really didn't, and wasn't as physically powerfully built. But he was a great example of sort of mind, driving yourself by your mind to do it. But a driver of the ball, a good shooter, good all-around player, just developed himself and combined that with this incredible will and desire to compete. And he had a long, when they played together and won championships with Shaquille O'Neal, had a long feud with him, was much resolved years later. But it was because Shaq was just a happy-go-lucky kid and really didn't play that hard most of the time. And it was infuriated Bryant because every game to him was a measure of who you were and what you did and respect for the game. And he didn't respect O'Neal as a result because he competed so hard. But it was he had trouble with a lot of teammates for that reason because he was sort of the, you know, wasn't good suffering fools. And it was hard for anybody to match up with his level of what he demanded. And Jordan was a lot like that, too. They have very similar characteristics and traits.
Seem to remember him on a lot of occasions. He was one of those players where he has the ball. Everybody knows he's going to score or take a shot, including the guy that's defending him. And you may even know the shot he's going to take. He's going to be over there on the wing or on the side, and he's going to take that a fadeaway jump shot. And it's almost like he says, I'll count to three, you try and stop me. Ready, go. And he makes the shot every time. Is that that's apocryphal, but that's kind of what happened a lot, isn't it?
No, there was an awful lot of that. It was give me the ball and get out of the way. It was sort of, I don't know if you remember the old Green Bay Packers rushing, you know, that they had this sweep to the right, and everybody knew it was coming, but you couldn't stop it. Horning and Jim Taylor, as I recall. That's going back a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was the same way, you know, in the same way much with Jordan, too, and Kobe had that ability at the end of games. And that differentiated himself, even though LeBron James is this phenomenal player. He doesn't really have that. He doesn't want the shot at the end of the game. He's more to share it with his teammates. He's a more open, sort of personable. And Kobe and Michael really were these driven competitors. Get out of the way. I'll finish. I'll take care of it. And it was sort of legendary, you know, among the two of them. Michael probably because he was more physically gifted, but Kobe very much loved chasing everything of Michael, number of championships. And I've always, even though Kobe used to come up with different explanations, he changed his number from 8 to 24. And I believe we did that was because he wanted to demonstrate symbolically, I'm one better than 23.
Just one last thing. Sam Smith's on the line. You can read him at Bulls.com, right, Sam?
The Bulls website.
We were struggling with a little perspective today. Some of our listeners are very interested in a conversation like this because of the tragedy and because of the star that Kobe Bryant was. Other people are saying we're losing perspective here because there were other people on the plane. Little girls were on that plane. Some people that you know of or will never know of. And Kobe Bryant was just one person. And he wasn't a perfect person either. He had those charges of sexual assault by a 19-year-old hotel employee eventually dropped. But that's also part of his legacy. So, I don't know. I'm looking to you for some perspective here. What do you say about all of that?
Well, that's true. I wrote about, you know, that as well. I covered part of his trial and was with him when he came to camp. He played a whole season while that trial was, you know, the trial sort of was going on. Eventually, the hearings got dropped. But, yeah, and nobody's diminishing in Kobe's legacy, you know, the assault case. Nobody's diminishing the other people who, you know, unfortunately, were, you know, on the helicopter. And Kobe, by the way, had commuted by helicopter, I know, at least for 2 decades. He's always used, because he lived down in Orange County and was quite a bit from L.A., because I know he commuted to the games that way. But, you know, I mean, while every life is important, as we know, in the media, we can't do every life, you know, and so we talk about the known lives as a symbol for other lives. And that's, you know, in general, without taking it out too deeply, you know, that's where the messages are. who you behave like, who you don't behave like, who the models, who are not models. You know, and sports gets caught up in that conversation a lot, too. Are they role models? No, they're just, you know, they're just people with, you know, a special ability. But when people are in the public life, be it, you know, politicians who you obviously were talking about, you know, with the hearings in the Congress, sports figures, entertainment figures, you know, that's our world of discussion. And then through that, we compare to, you know, how we and others operate and provide our you know, messages and our symbols. So, you know, Kobe stands for that. It's just what is unusual is because, you know, someone taken so young rarely, you know, doesn't happen that much. And I was trying to think back in sports. I can't remember, you know, a figure. Walter Payton had been ill and, you know, he died, you know, Roberto Clemente. I mean, but very rarely somebody of that level so close to the end of their career or during their career. So it is, I mean, it's sort of the definition of news, right? You know,
the other person came to mind to me was Thurman Munson.
Hmm. Yeah.
Yes, that's a good, right. And that was, he's not at the level of Kobe Bryant, obviously. You know, he was a top player. You know, but not, you know, sort of the elite of his sport, you know, whatever his era was. If it's like it was Reggie Jackson, it would have been probably, you know, a larger. But that's a good example, too, piloting his own plane and, you know, an all-star player for the Yankees. I think it was 78, as I recall that. Yeah. But, yeah, and those things don't happen much. And if it happened with, you know, Jimmy Carter or George Bush or something, you know, whoever else was on that plane would have been equally tragic, but not as mentioned. So, you know, life is not fair, right?
Sam Smith's the writer at Bulls.com, and you've probably read Hard Labor or The Jordan Rules. I sure have. Second Coming and There Is No Next. Nice to talk to you today, Sam. I appreciate your time and thoughts.
Sure. Thanks a lot. Take care.